We are up to Siman Tov Kuf Lamed Vav, and we'll be doing the entire Siman. Mi shetzarech lirkov b'moed, somebody that has to ride on Chol HaMoed, he's talking about riding on a horse, l'tayel, he wants to ride around on his horse, look, you know, enjoy his Chol HaMoed. O l'tzarech HaMoed, for the sake of Chol HaMoed, he needs something. V'lo nisa l'leches baraglov. And he's not used to going by foot. You're allowed to go and cut the horse's nails so that he'll be able to go. Uletaken barzalov. The Mishtabur brings a girsa, and that is if your horse needs barzel. Vaha ukif vaha resen, be it the saddle, be it the reins. V'chol tzorche rechiva. As long as you didn't bedafka leave it for Chol HaMoed, the halach is that it would be mutter. This tiyul cannot tif merits Yisrael to chutz laretz, the Mishnah Berurah speaks out. Now, what happens if it's not for if it's not for one of these things? He's going to visit his friend. That's also mutter. But what if he's going to make money? That's usur. But the Mishnah Berurah brings down that you're allowed to ride, you're just not allowed to go and cut the horse's nails. So there are two dargas. A riding that we really call Tzorech HaMoed, you're allowed to go and cut the horse's nails. A riding that is not for the sake of Chol HaMoed Bedafka. So there, even though you're allowed to ride, you're not allowed to prepare the horse, which means you're not allowed to cut its nails. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Bir Halacha discusses the fact that the reason why this is mutter, why can you ride the horse? Because even on Yontif itself, it's only an Issur Rabbanan that you'll pull off a twig. But if this were Malacha Daraisa, it wouldn't be mutter. So he says, this is all if you're riding on your horse. Riding on a horse is a Darabanan only. Midaraisa, we say chai nosei asatzmo, a living person being ridden by his horse is not an isser of malacha. How about putting a load on your horse and making him carry it? That on yontiv is an isser of machamer, which could be an isser daraisa. The shaila is, would we be makel with that? The Mishnah Berurah comes out that we wouldn't. However, he says not to protest when people do it because they're relying on the fact that our streets are not rishus harabim anyway, so it's not an isser daraisa. Now, the question is, how do we apply this to riding in a car? So what happens if someone wants to ride around on Chol HaMoed, where there's no question of safety? There are those who say that there's an issur of just going sightseeing by car because it's dangerous and you only use it letzorech parnasa, for example. But naniach, we're talking about a place where it's not especially dangerous, and you know, you'd like to on Yontif go ride. It's like this. Do we call this an Issur d'Oraisa? If you rove poskim, whatever makes a car run is sparks, burning fuel, all of these things, and turning lights on, all of these things, according to rove poskim, are mutter on Yontif, mid'Oraisa. They're only also mid'Rabbanan. Because remember, you're allowed to use fire. You can't strike a match. You can't initiate. You can't make a spark mid'Rabbanan. But you're allowed to go and spread fire, even mid-Rabbanan. So the spark plugs, which are producing the sparks to make your car work, they're causing Isurim d'Rabbanan. But there's no real Issur d'Oraisa on Yontif in riding your car, in driving your car. Memela would have the same halacha as your horse. It would have the very same halacha as your horse, which is that you could ride it for any constructive purpose on Chol HaMoed. But there's got to be some kind of purpose, and you've got to think about it. Siv Beis, Mutter Lisro Kasus Kedeli Afosa, you're allowed to comb the hair of the horse, even though it's a psik ratio for making hair come out, but that's not your kavana, so it's mutter. Siv Gimel, a Marbian Behema Bamoed, breeding animals is usser. Breeding here means that you actually set them up for that, whereas the fact that you happen to have male and female horses together, for example, that's not usser. Ava Makizim Lodam, but you are allowed to do bloodletting. You're allowed to do even a malacha da'oraisa for the sake of refuah for an animal. Siv Dalet, in Moshivin Tarnagolas alabetsin lagad lefrochin. So in an egg farm, the hens lay eggs. What if you want to grow chickens? So you, what you want to do is put a hen on to go in and sit on warm an egg for the sake of getting little chickens. So you're not allowed to do that. But if you had a hen sitting on an egg and it ran away, you're allowed to bring it back. But the Ramah Paskins, like the Rambam, that when the Mishnah is matir, putting another one in place of the hen that died, that was only on Erev Pesach, it was not referring to Chol HaMoed. So we are machmer. Even bringing back the old chicken is if it's within 3 days of when the old one ran away, because after 3 days we say that the it cools off and the forming chicken inside will not develop any further, even if the hen sits on it. Now, some say that the only time that it's mutter to bring it back is if the original hen that you're bringing back already sat on it for 3 days. Otherwise, so you don't use this chicken for this egg for chickens, you use it as an egg. It's only after it's sat on it for 3 days that it's no longer usable as an egg. So then it's a real hefsid, otherwise not. Now, with regard to this halacha that the Ramah brought down, that we go with the Rambam, that you're not allowed to put another chicken, another hen there if the first one died, the Mishnah Berurah says that in hefsid meruba one could be makel.